Well, good morning. Welcome. We had, I think, a good meeting between the North Atlantic Council and the PSC on the developments and the state of play in Bosnia-Herzegovina, where, as you know, on the basis of the so-called Berlin Plus arrangements, the European Union and NATO are very well cooperating. I think that was the gist of this meeting. We were briefed by General Leakey, the EUFOR commander, and by John Colston, the Assistant Secretary General here at NATO. John Colston on defence reform, General Leakey on the way EU4 is doing, and on the general situation. I think the note is positive when we look at defence reform, where NATO also, of course, plays an important role. There has been made a lot of progress, as Lord Ashdown has indicated not that long ago. It's important, of course, that now it is fully implemented. So I think on that aspect we can say that there is progress in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The implementation is important, as I said. The other thing, of course, the perennial thing is, of course, that I am of the strong opinion, and I think Javier Solana agrees with me, that in the long run, to get security and stability in that region, Euro-Atlantic integration is key. And speaking for NATO, you all know what is hindering and hampering Bosnia-Herzegovina's entrance into PFP, into Partnership for Peace, and that is the full cooperation or the non-full cooperation with the ICTY, with the Tribunal in The Hague, which is not a millstone around NATO's neck, it's a millstone around the neck of the people of Bosnia-Herzegovina. And that is why I, again, if we have such a meeting, would make a strong appeal. Not only a hope, but a strong appeal to see that with the 10 years anniversary of Dayton, of the Dayton agreements approaching on the 14th of December, if I'm well informed, we should absolutely see Karadzic and Mladic in The Hague. So it's progress on defence reform, excellent cooperation between the EU and NATO as far as EU4 is concerned, and in the other fields, nothing to complain about, implementation of defence reform, and there's the big but. This millstone around the neck, and let's hope that it can be removed very quickly indeed. Thank you so much. Javier.
Thank you very much. Very little to add to what the Secretary General has just said. The meeting of today has been a very good one. The meeting of minds vis-à-vis our policy in Bosnia-Herzegovina is total. I like to underline what the Secretary General has said on reform of defence has gone very, very well. The cooperation between the two organisations has been perfect. As far as the cooperation with the Tribunal, I subscribe what he has said. We are approaching the anniversary of Dayton, and all the efforts should be made so that those who have to be in front of an international tribunal having a fair trial should be there. In the last period of time, a good cooperation has taken place. We have to recognize that. An important person has been arrested in cooperation with Argentina. That it really shows the cooperation of the international community vis-à-vis the tribunal. And the other has been found in Siberia, in which part of Siberia. So continues to be a good international cooperation, but still we have two cases which are very important, very specific, which have not been still put under the place where they should be in The Hague. Let me also say that I like to make an appeal from this meeting today with our friends from NATO that the reform of police should be another fundamental objective. The reform of police is now going slower than the reform of the military, defense reform. But the people in Bosnia-Herzegovina and the leaders of Bosnia-Herzegovina should know also that the prerequisite for us, not so much for PFP, which is a matter for NATO, but for us, to be able to start negotiation with the stabilization and association process, which I know is the dream of many of the leaders and most of the people, I would say all of the people, of Bosnia-Herzegovina, will have to be after the reform of the police is done. Time is short. We are ready to start negotiating coincided with the time of Dayton, but all these things have to be finished, and have to be finished properly in order to start the negotiations that will allow to enter Bosnia and Herzegovina into the process of a stabilization association and beginning to sign the most important starting documents. That is what I would like to say, that again, the cooperation is very good, and today we have had another show of how the cooperation is good with General Leakey, explaining the situation on the ground. John Colson also explained the situation from the reform of defense. So I'm very pleased of the manner in which the meeting has gone.
Go ahead. Yeah, two questions to both of you. I couldn't help but notice that you mentioned the Dayton Agreement and the anniversary. I remember you said the same thing even before Srebrenica and nothing happened, and you mentioned Karadzic and Mladic, and how do you plan to achieve the anniversary, the ceremony of the anniversary of Dayton Agreement, if the same thing happens, which means the Hague doesn't happen with Karadzic and Mladic. And second thing, referring Kosovo, I guess you spoke about it also. Do you think that any negative phenomenon should be tolerated for the sake of status talks, and I'm referring to the corruption case of Prime Minister?
On
the corruption case of Prime Minister of Kosovo, he admitted that he paid 30,000 euros for private jet.
Well, first of all, on Dayton, I've said many times before, and that's why I raise it here again, That if you ask me, as NATO Secretary General, are you a happy man with the present situation? Of course not. Of course not. It's rather frustration than being happy. But what I was trying to say is that as we approach Dayton, this milestone in developments on the Balkans, as we approach Dayton, and as we indeed have seen the 10th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre, It is more than it has ever been before, absolutely necessary and extremely urgent. But I was also trying to say that it is in their interest that the two are and go where they should be, and that is to the tribunal in The Hague. And you heard Javier Solana on Stabilization Association, you heard me on PFP, and I'm saying, and I'm restating, this is a millstone around the neck of the people of Bosnia-Herzegovina, And that situation is frustrating. I don't have another word for it. I repeat, I said it before. But that means that, and the international community, and that goes for the ones who are there on the ground, but first and foremost, the people in Bosnia-Herzegovina, and for that matter, in Serbia, Montenegro, should do what they should do indeed. On your second question, I'm not going to comment on the case I know about. The NATO position is that, of course, we wait for the reporting by Ambassador Kaide to Secretary General Kofi Annan and to the Security Council on the evaluation of the standards. I don't know exactly when Ambassador Aide will report, and that you know that NATO is following this very keenly by being invited to the meetings of the Extended Contact Group. KFOR, in the meantime, is there still, and KFOR will do everything it can to create security and stability so that the political environment and the environment in the Kosovo society for the period which is going to come, either report and what might happen afterwards is as secure and stable as possible.
Let me just say two words to comment what the Secretary has said. I mean, as far as the cooperation with the Tribunal, you know what is our position. You know that now, for instance, in Croatia, we are not moving the process forward because of what we consider, and that Mr. De Ponte considers, not enough cooperation with the International Tribunal. I like to say also on the positive side that Serbia has been cooperated in a much better manner. Now we have at large only six people. It's true that among these six are two which are very, very important. But remember that not long ago, the number of six was supposed to be a dream to obtain in a short period of time. It has been obtained. So I think that still we have time for the cooperation with the with for the countries to cooperate. That means the Serbia, that means Republic of Srpska, that means everybody. The obligation of everybody is to cooperate with the international community. Now, the second question, the Secretary General has just mentioned the report of Kayede. That probably will be in New York around the 19th. Will be a meeting with the contact group, in which he will present the status of his work. I don't know if that day will be the last day in which he will present his report, or he may need a little bit more time to finalize it. After that report is not over, the Secretary General of the Security Council will not be in a position to go to the next step, which is the positiveness of the aid report is such, he may start the second part, which is to start a final stage of negotiation. All the issues will be taken into consideration, including all the issues that may be linked to behavior of personal leaders, etc. But the important thing is really that the report on standards comes out okay, comes out positive, so that the process can continue. And we will know that about the first report will be the 19th, and then we'll have to see how things continue after the end of the General Assembly.
Dragan Blagojevic, Beta News Agency. If I may, question for High Representative Mr. Solana. Next Monday, it seems that, I'm sorry, today, it seems that they'll take place today, in Sarajevo. No, today. in Banja Luka, very important negotiations on reform police. So, but on one side, leaders of the Republika Srpska insist that if there is new division of police areas under the proposition of central government in Sarajevo, that would be some kind that would breach the Dayton Agreement. And they said it is some question of sovereignty of Republika Srpska. But on the other side, you said, and other in the international community, that is not the case. How to explain? We don't understand simply where is it true.
Let me very, very clearly say that I am on the other side. I am in the side of those who think that the reform of police, in the manner which is presented, in the manner we want to implement, in the manner we want to organize it, is perfectly compatible with Dayton. Not only compatible, it's within the spirit of Dayton. As the same thing was raised, remember, and you remember, you remember that because you put the same question not long ago, when we start talking and began talking about the reform of the security sector militarily. And at the end of the day, it was accepted, and today is finalized positively, and everybody is happy. The same should happen as far as the police is concerned. I know the police has connotation of proximity with the people, etc., but nobody wants to get anything that goes beyond what is in Dayton. But we have to go all the way to what is Dayton allowed, because police, security, defense, all these elements will be fundamental for the well-being of the people in Bosnia-Herzegovina. And we have proven that already, and you know it.
Mark John from Reuters. A question for the Secretary General on Kosovo. There have been reports of a significant build-up of Serb forces in the areas close to Kosovo. I wanted to know if you have heard any signs of that at NATO, and if so, what NATO is doing as a reaction to that.
I have not seen reports about this, but I can tell you, and that's why I was mentioning earlier, that KFOR is ready to do what it's supposed to do, and that is create the environment of security and stability on the basis of which, and Javier Solana dwelt upon it, on the basis of which the political process, the very important process, the very important months ahead on the political scene can see the political discussions and the political consultations going on. That's what KFOR is for, and that's what KFOR is going to do to the best of its ability. But I have not seen reports about this.
Let me put the whole thing in context. We start, if I may call, an academic year from here to next summer, which is going to be very important for the Balkans. very, very important for the Balkans, very important for the stabilization association, the process, very important for the PFP process, very important to see if Kosovo may move into the final status negotiations. So we have to really be focused, and everybody has to assume the responsibilities, because the time which is opening up now, as I said, will be fundamental for the Balkans.
Last question.
Paul Ames from the Associated Press. One other area which your two organizations are working on at the moment is the relief to the United States, the Gulf Coast of the United States. Could you explain to us a little how that cooperation between NATO and the European Union is working?
I think it's working well. Let me start with NATO. You know about the decision last Friday when we offered air and sea lift. I can tell you that as we speak, the U.S. has now accepted offers of assistance from seven European nations. The Czech Republic, Denmark, Luxembourg, Norway, Romania, Slovak Republic and Slovenia. And these offers include, as you can imagine, tens of thousands of needed camp beds, blankets, meals ready to eat, tents, first aid kits and other items. Four of these seven have already requested NATO airlift, and the first plane, in fact, cargo flight, arrived in Prague on Sunday. And is scheduled to depart Prague for the U.S. Little Rock in Arkansas today, in fact. Then you have, of course, the sea lift, which is for the bulkier goods. So that mission has been off to a good start. You know that NATO's EADRCC is coordinating this and SHAPE, of course, with the liaison with the EADRCC. On your question, so we'll see in the coming days and weeks this airlift and sea lift operation develop. As I said last Friday, all NATO nations, NATO partner nations, other nations who might want, of course, if the U.S. accepts, that's the precondition, might want to use these facilities are welcome. Cooperation with the EU, who is of course active in its own rights. Let me say that NATO the NATO operation doesn't cut into A, bilateral aid and activities which are already going on. B, certainly not in what the EU has been doing and is doing. But we compare notes. The MIC, I think it's called, and the AADRCC. So we're working if and where necessary. We're working together, EU and NATO.
Let me say that from the European Union point of view, we activated immediately the 4th of September the so-called MIC, which is the civil protection mechanism that we have at the community level. And the 7th, 3 days later, the first material arrived. What arrived was the best or the most urgent demands by the authorities of the United States. Let me tell you that they go from the basic humanitarian aspects, as has been said in the same manner by the Secretary General of NATO, blankets, tents, water, etc., to higher things related to energy. As you know, the first demands were made to the European Union for reserves of energy, etc. Now, we will continue doing so. Most of it has arrived already, but for instance, on water, it will be necessary to continue sending more water. And some countries are doing bilaterally, but I want to say that the presidency of the European Union, the United Kingdom, has organized a focal point and has coordinated all the efforts in the European Union. And if something is needed to use the means that NATO will provide, I don't think it will be any difficult to use them for those countries that they don't have the mechanism to deploy on their own merits or their own capabilities. So in that sense, as we have heard today, by the new ambassador of the United States, the only thing that has been heard today is thank you, and thank you coming from the heart of the American people and the American leaders.
Let me complete that to be a bit more specific. NATO has now 4 707 aircraft to this mission, and today two nations, Denmark and Norway, have provided 4 ships. If you add the total capacity together, you come to a line of trucks, road trucks of 9 kilometers. So it's a large capacity, because as Javier Solana was saying, it might well be that at a later stage you go for the bulkier items, drinking water, trucks and what have you. Well, you can't get them in a 707. You have to transport them by sea. But again, as I would support the High Representative when he says that nations, of course, are free to use the capacity if they are already on a bilateral track. Fine. I mean, everybody should do what is the most effective and efficient. But what NATO can offer is air and sea lift capacity, and I think it will be needed and necessary.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Javier.